In these rare weeks when accounting stories are sexier than ever, we take note of what may be the first big post-Enron debacle piece of corporate reporting, the new annual report from General Electric. Professor of Accounting Paul Brown of New York University joins us now to review this major piece of corporate literature. Paul Brown, what's so different about this year's GE annual report and any other GE annual report?
Well, on first blush, there's a lot more there. What you notice is it's not as big as the New York phone book, as was implied might be the case, but a lot more information. And GE talks about their use of special purpose entities in great depth.
In the case of Enron, the very existence of all of these partnerships, special purpose entities, seemed to be just to take debts off the books, or at least that seemed to be one major purpose of it. Is it clear from GE's description of its special purpose entities that it has some purpose other than just taking debts off the books?
I, in fact, think it is clear in GE's report. Special purpose entities are basically a way of managing risk. If they're fully disclosed or well known to the investor, they're a very common financial practice. And I believe their disclosures make it very clear that in their case and in their business model, they make a lot of sense.
In this particular report, we learn that John F. Welch, Jr., who retired as the head of GE, received a salary of $3.375 million, a bonus of $12.7 million, and we learn that when he comes back to do some per diem consulting, he's paid about $17,307 a day. Did we know all that from previous financial statements from GE?
We didn't know it to that level of specificity, and in fact, we didn't know his consulting rate, which we would all love. But we knew that he was generally very, very well compensated. It's just now been quantified for us.
The chairman of GE said about this annual report, "We manage businesses, not earnings. GE is a company you can trust, delivering excellent earnings achieved with integrity and a transparency unsurpassed in global business." He's saying everything there, but we're not Enron. It sounds an awful lot like that.
It does sound a lot like that, but I think what GE is really trying to convey to us strong is that they have a rock-solid business model, and they manage their businesses, and they don't manage the earnings numbers with extreme shenanigans or fabrications that some companies have done. I believe that's the gist of what's being conveyed to us here.
Is there a real benefit in having an annual report, which, as you say, is not quite the size of the New York telephone directory, but it's big, and there are a lot of numbers there? When that might be a useful reference tool for research departments, but it's going to be that much less likely that any individual investor would really make it through the annual report.
Quite frankly, that's true, Robert, but the average investor has not turned to corporate reports for their information for a long time anyway. They are relying very heavily on some very sophisticated analysts. And those analysts, when they do the work, they can benefit from more information, and thus the investor can benefit from more information.
Paul Brown, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Professor Brown is chairman of the accounting department at the Stern School of Business at New York University.